I'm reading today from the Gospel of Luke 19, 1 through 10. And I didn't bring the book number up, so I can't tell you what page it's on. 1630. Thank you. Not used to being up here. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and say, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and save the lost." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. God, help us to respond to your word just as Zacchaeus did when the Lord called his name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Join me if you know this already, because God knows I don't need to be up here singing solos. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior came that way, he looked up in the tree and he said, "Zacchaeus, you come down from there, for I'm going to your house today, for I'm going to your house today." Yeah, good job, team. All right. So when you think of Zacchaeus, right, this is what comes to your head over and over and over again. And this song throughout the years has generated a lot of really goodwill for the character of Zacchaeus. And you feel this short, little, cute guy who just wanted to see Jesus. Maybe you even applaud him at his efforts for climbing that tree, right? My grandfather thought this was the funniest story in all of the Bible. I remember talking to him about this, and he would say, "Oh, that short little guy, he's climbing the tree. Oh, Zacchaeus is up in the tree." And he used to laugh and laugh. He laughed so much at this, I almost had the pastor who did his funeral read this passage at his service. And he was like, "I'm not reading that passage at a funeral." So maybe it's the song, or maybe it's simply we have heard the story told over and over again. We have a lot of sympathy for Zacchaeus. Yet today is your wake-up call on Zacchaeus. Y'all seen this, all right? Today, I'm going to pull the curtain away, and I'm going to reveal to you all truly who this guy is. He's not some cute, short guy that everybody's rooting for. Zacchaeus is an embezzler, an extortionist, and if you will, a weasel troll. Yeah, that's who Zacchaeus is, right? A guy that nobody liked, not even his own grandma. Okay. Sorry. I take back. I got carried away with the grandma stuff. Sorry. She still loved him, even after the whole troll weasel extortionist thing going. What the cute kid song leaves out, right, is that Zacchaeus is a tax collector. And not just any tax collector. We are told in Luke that he is the chief tax collector. Okay? And this, as you probably know, tax collectors were infamous in those days for asking for more than was required, overburdening those who lived under Roman rule. Okay, I'm going to kind of break it down for you all because I had to learn a little bit this week about the Roman tax system, all right? So what the Romans did was they privatized, right? You all know what it means to privatize something, right? You sell it to a higher bidder to take care of something that you don't want to have to take care of. You pay somebody to do that work, right? So what happened, of all the states and provinces, a person would make a bid to take taxes in that area. And whoever had the highest bid won the ability to collect taxes for the people who lived in that state or province. It is quite possible that Zacchaeus was one of those dudes who won the bid. And what these people would do after they had won the bid, they would hire a bunch of subcontractors, right? And they would go out and start getting my money because I got to make my bid back, right? Plus, I got to pay myself and all my workers. Plus, hey, if you can get a little bit extra on the side, that ain't going to hurt either, right? So what happened was these subcontractors would act like mobsters. They would shake down the local citizens and threaten to destroy their livelihoods. And these tax collectors knew exactly how much they could demand. They didn't want to break them too hard because they needed to come back later for more money. These abuses were finally shut down in 123 AD. But during Jesus' time, they were very much alive and well. And Zacchaeus was right in the middle of all of this, profiting off a system that steals and oppresses from other people. You can just sum it up this way. Zacchaeus was one bad dude. One bad dude. So, here's the question. When he was amongst the crowds, right? The people who he was collecting taxes from, he was in this crowd of people and he wanted to see Jesus just as everybody else did. It is quite possible it wasn't just because he was short. It was also because this crowd was so bad. Because of what his people and his tax collectors did, that they were like, this scum doesn't even deserve to see Jesus. Let's block his sight. And they blocked him out. He couldn't see Jesus. Yet, the interesting thing about this story is that is how you would have seen him as a first century person. You would have thought this guy's scum of the earth. And yet here, from then on, Zacchaeus starts to break expectations of who and what a tax collector should be. First, he's very persistent in seeking Jesus, right? He wanted to see who Jesus was, we're told, so he risks further embarrassment and ridicule by running ahead to a tree alongside the road, climbing it so that he could have a good look. And maybe he didn't have much of a reputation to lose, but it speaks to his desire to see Jesus. This is what Jesus recognizes when he passes by the tree. So Jesus stops. He calls Zacchaeus by name and asks to stay at his house that day. And Zacchaeus jumps down, welcomes him into his house immediately. And at the dinner table, Zacchaeus stands up, and as anyone knows, when you're at a dinner and somebody stands up to make a statement, you know things are about to turn for the serious, right? I have something to say, okay. Zacchaeus declares that he will give half of his possessions to the poor. and promised to pay back four times the amount those he defrauded. And this is over and above the restitution required by the Jewish law. Zacchaeus receives salvation right then and there at the dinner table, not because he earned it, but because he responded to the grace God offered him. And you notice that this salvation wasn't just for him, right? Zacchaeus had made a career of ripping people off, of taking advantage of people. And when he is given salvation, when he responds to that grace that Jesus has given, he only doesn't just do it for himself, he does it for the people that he ripped off. So often in our society, we think of salvation as something that's personal. That's something just between us and God, right? But this story reminds us that when we respond to the grace that God has given us, when we seek that salvation that God so freely offers, the restoration doesn't just happen with ours, just us. It happens with our relationships, personal, business, everything is changed. The community is changed around you. Salvation isn't just individual, it's communal. It affects everyone around you. So I say all this today to say this. Despite Zacchaeus' great sinfulness, taking advantage of his position, hurting, defrauding the community he served, Zacchaeus was not outside of God's inviting love. Here is a man who, according to his resume from the beginning of this passage, should already have his spot in hell ready to go. And yet God never let him go. God sought him, God found him looking silly in a tree and offered him grace. We too are never lost from God. We feel lost, we feel broken, but God is seeking us wherever we are, and Jesus is saying to us what he said to Zacchaeus that day, I must stay in your house today. Are we ready for that? Are you ready to see the brokenness in your life and do something about it? Are you ready to seek restoration with those who you hurt along the way, your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers? You are not beyond God's reach, no matter how bad it has gotten. Zacchaeus is still a child of God. You are still a child of God. So I ask you today to remember Zacchaeus not as this cute little guy who just needed to climb a tree. Zacchaeus, what? Wee little man, I love that, wee little man. Don't remember Zacchaeus that way. It's cute, it's a great song. Remember Zacchaeus as a very broken person who God never let go. And see yourself in Zacchaeus and seek out those opportunities to respond to God's grace to not only restore your life, but the lives of those you love and those you serve. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.